In February of this year, a timely poll of young adults was published, sponsored by the Knights of Columbus. It was conducted by the Marist College Institute for Public Opinion. The poll refers to young adults age 18 to 29 as millennials. A summary of the results of the poll is interesting and enlightening. The survey was published in order to understand and compare the spirituality of Americans and millennials, young adults. It examines moral values, worldviews, religious experiences, and social issues important to each of them. A cross-section of Americans was contacted in December 2009 and early January 2010. Adults aged 65 and older are referred to as the greatest generation. I doubt that anyone will be surprised that the results of the poll indicate that grandchildren are very different from their grandparents. But there are also areas of common viewpoints. For example, like average Americans, most millennials, including those who are Catholic, believe in God and have volunteered their time to their church or community. More than 6 in 10 Catholics say they have participated in a religious retreat or service project. Previous generations said in their 20s their primary goal in life was starting a family. The majority of millennials said they want to be spiritual or closer to God as their primary long-term goal. Although they are not as negative about the decline of moral and societal values, many share the view of older Americans that morally the nation is headed in the wrong direction. I found it interesting to learn from the poll that all generations believe the nation comes up short in its commitment to virtues such as the obligation to marriage, personal responsibility, respect for others, hard work, honesty, and integrity. Most millennials, most young adults, almost without exception, think marital infidelity is morally wrong. Nearly 6 in 10 view abortion the same way. The poll results indicate that religion is an important part of daily life for most Americans. 8 in 10 practicing Catholics describe religion as a vital aspect of their day-to-day lives. Catholic millennials, Catholic young adults, are more likely to believe in God than their non-Catholic counterparts. Apparently, a majority of Americans think it is okay to practice more than one religion. I'm not surprised to learn that the majority of practicing Catholics believe there should be a commitment to one religion. It was heartening to learn that 6 in 10 Americans surveyed, including millennials, would like to learn more about their religion. This includes nearly two-thirds of Catholic millennials and most practicing Catholics. There are less encouraging indicators concerning Catholic millennials that are derived from the polling. For example, only 25% of Catholic young adults said they attend religious services at least once a month. 85% said they believe in God. About a third of Catholic young adults reported that they have participated in a religious retreat or religious service project, while 71% reported volunteering their time and talent in the past 12 months. Over 3 in 10 millennials define their primary long-term goal in life in religious terms. This is more than any other age group. A third of Catholic millennials said that their longtime goal revolves around family. Spirituality and closeness to God are important for nearly one in five. While not a surprise, it is nonetheless discouraging to note the poll indicates that for a majority of Americans, morals are relative. They see no definite right and wrong for everybody. This opinion is strongest among millennials. It is encouraging that a majority of practicing Catholics believe morals are not relative and are based on unchanging standards. However, 42% believe there is no definite right or wrong for everybody. Some poll results for Catholic millennials is cause for concern. 82% of these young adults believe morals are relative. That is, there is no definite right or wrong for everybody. Only 18% of young Catholics consider moral truths to be absolute. This is a dramatic indicator of a new need for more effective catechesis concerning Catholic morality. Yet 82% of our young adults believe in commitment to marriage. 75% stand for honesty and integrity. 66% of Catholic young adults consider abortion morally wrong. 63% consider assisted suicide morally wrong. 33% consider embryonic stem cell research wrong. Only 20% consider sex between an unmarried man and a woman morally wrong. 42% do not consider it a moral issue. If accurate, the data of the Marist poll is a mix of good news and bad news. It affirms making ministry to young adults a top priority for the Archdiocese.